Phil Bredesen is shaking up the race to succeed Republican Senator Bob Corker. The former Tennessee governor officially announced this morning that he'll seek the Democratic nomination for the seat. WPLN's Chas Sisk reports.
Like so many people these days, Bredesen introduced his candidacy through an online campaign video. He stressed his experience as an entrepreneur and as manager of the state's finances. During his two terms as governor in the 2000s, Bredesen turned around Tennessee's bond rating and pushed through a massive restructuring of TennCare, all, he says, without major tax hikes.
I'm running for the Senate because I have the right kind of experience and the actual track record that it will take to start working across party lines to fix the mess in Washington and bring common sense back to our government.
Bredesen is the last Democrat to win statewide, but that was over a decade ago, and at 74, he's significantly older than most first-time Senate candidates. And he has competition for the nomination, James Mackler, a political newcomer. But many Democrats nationwide see Bredesen as their best bet to win Tennessee's Senate seat as they try to flip Congress next year. The GOP is already hitting him. Win or lose, Bredesen could help Democrats regain their footing in the Tennessee state capitol. One reason they've slipped deep into the minority has been weak candidates at the top of the ballot. Having a big name running for Senate, as well as governor, could generate a lot of enthusiasm for them in 2018. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chas Sisk.